Mountain State Mysteries contains mature themes and discussions that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. All individuals mentioned in this episode are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
In the early morning hours of April 16th, 2026, a call for help turned into one of the most disturbing, controversial cases West Virginia has seen in recent memory. An ambulance crew reported a suspicious man near their station in Elkview. Minutes later, that same man, 45-year-old John Lucas, would be left critically injured after an encounter involving an emergency vehicle itself. But when surveillance footage and dispatch audio began to surface, the story many first heard suddenly changed. Questions flooded social media, outrage spread across the state, and one grieving family began demanding answers. Today, I break down what is currently known, what remains unclear, and why this case has shaken public trust across West Virginia. I'm Mark Covey, and this is Mountain State Mysteries. Before we talk about controversy, investigations, or public reaction, we need to begin where every story should begin, with the person at the center of it. John Lucas was a 45-year-old West Virginia man with family, friends, and people who loved him deeply. In the days following his death, those closest to him described a man who mattered, a son, a brother, and a friend. His family also stated publicly that John had previously suffered a traumatic brain injury, something they believed may have affected his judgment or behavior. To them, John was not a threat. He was a human who needed compassion, and now they say he deserves justice. According to early statements from officials, two EMS workers with the Kanawha County Emergency Ambulance Authority noticed a suspicious person near their station sometime around 2:15 in the morning. That man was later identified as John Lucas. Initial reports indicated the workers feared for their safety and believed he may have had a knife. They then left the area in the ambulance. What happened next is where the case becomes deeply troubling. Officials first stated that Lucas ran towards the ambulance, jumped on the hood, and eventually fell from the vehicle. But later evidence would raise serious questions about whether that version told the full story.
Hey y'all, I'm Elisa.
And I'm Samantha.
And welcome to Watch for Deer Podcast. We're a couple of best friends from Southern West Virginia, and around here, Watch for Deer is our way of saying we love you and be safe.
This is a conversational podcast that covers many topics from A to Z, including, but not limited to, true crime and the paranormal. Our goal is to bring you an episode a week, so come listen as we tell stories that will make you laugh and maybe even blow your mind. Y'all be safe,
and watch for deer.
As public concern grew, surveillance footage connected to the incident began circulating, and for many people watching it, it changed everything. The footage reportedly showed the ambulance making contact with John Lucas, then stopped, then moved again. Many viewers believed they were witnessing something far worse than an accident. Social media erupted. People across West Virginia began asking the same question. Why didn't they stop? Then came dispatch audio. According to reports, emergency communications indicated the crew believed John Lucas may have been under the vehicle. Even more disturbing, audio suggested screaming could be heard. If accurate, those details transformed public concern into outrage. Because if someone may have been trapped beneath the vehicle, and if signs of life were clearly present, many believe there is only one acceptable response. Stop immediately. Render aid. Call for help. Instead, this case now sits under the microscope of investigators, attorneys, and the public. John Lucas's family has strongly challenged the original narrative. They say John had been unfairly betrayed. They say he needed help, not harm. Petitions have circulated. Calls for criminal charges have grown louder. Community members who have never knew John Lucas are now standing beside his family saying the same thing. Something about this does not sit right. Cases like this reach beyond one tragic death. They raise bigger questions. How should first responders react when they feel threatened? What training is in place for crisis encounters? What duty exists once someone is injured? And perhaps the biggest question of all, how does the community maintain trust when emergency responders become the focus of an investigation? Those are not easy questions, but they are necessary ones.
Hi, I'm Shane.
I'm Hannah.
And we're Country Roads Creeps. We're a podcast that covers all manner of creepy, spooky stories, from cryptids and conspiracies to unexplained deaths and disappearances to mysterious and paranormal happenings in the world.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts. Check out our Facebook page and our Instagram account at Country Roads Creeps for photo dumps and more information we'll post with every episode.
If you enjoy the show, please feel free to share us with your friends and leave us a 5-star review. And if there's any topics that you'd like to hear us cover in the future, feel free to message us on our social media accounts. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, be safe driving home and watch out for the not deer.
Bye.
Bye.
At the time of this recording, the investigation remains ongoing. Evidence is being reviewed, statements are being compared, and officials will eventually have to determine whether this was a tragic chain of events, criminal negligence, or something in between. The EMS workers involved have reportedly been placed on administrative leave. Meanwhile, one family waits and waits for answers. No matter what investigators conclude, one fact cannot be changed. John Lucas is gone. A family is grieving, and an entire state is watching to see whether truth and accountability follow. We will continue tracking this case as new information develops. If you have thoughts on this story, or if you believe questions are still unanswered, let us know. Because cases like this, silence only deepens the mystery. I'm Mark Covey, and this has been Mountain State Mysteries.